December 12th, 2010, the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Saint Michael appears holding his shield of truth. Blessed Mother appears as Our Lady of Sorrows. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Saint Michael bows his head. Saint Michael advances ahead of me tonight, carrying his shield of truth. Please note that below the image of our united hearts on his shield is the image of the teardrop enveloping the unborn child from the rosary of the unborn. This is to signify that when the truth of the sin of abortion is accepted in hearts, abortion will stop. But it will not stop until then. I come once again to reconcile mankind with his Creator. The Alpha and the Omega are at hand in every present moment. While people busy themselves storing up food and stockpiling gold in preparation for what is to come, they miss the ark that is offered to them in this present moment, the ark of holy love, which is my immaculate heart. In doing so, they frantically bypass the one safe harbor of peace and pursue the stormy sea of human solutions outside of God. I come as the image of sorrows rather than the image of Guadalupe, which symbolizes the defense of life in the womb, for I continue to weep for every life which mankind destroys with disregard for the hand by which it was created. Abortion not only destroys life, but also human dignity. It is an outrage that has cost the world valuable leadership and obscured the direction of human events. But because mankind has not sought out the safe refuge of my heart, he does not realize the fatal course he is pursuing. Dear children, I come to you once again to offer to you the asylum of my heart during these treacherous times in which you now live. Often the greatest dangers are not physical, but spiritual, and come clothed in seemingly great benefit. You must let everything pass through the sieve of holy love, so that evil slips away and only truth remains. Be courageous in your efforts towards personal holiness. The whole world cannot be converted until you yourselves are converted. I am your protectress. The grace of my heart is omnipresent to you. Therefore, entrust to my heart all things as a child depends on his mother. Learn to recognize Satan as the one who always opposes holy love. Please realize that as long as new life is insecure and jeopardized in the womb, world peace will be jeopardized. The boundaries of this country are now breached, and evil readily accesses once secure destinations. Even information has reached new levels of insecurity. Yet people do not see any of this as the byproduct of the sin of abortion. Dear children, tonight I applaud your perseverance and faith in understanding that these messages carry the words of truth. Allow your hearts to be united with God and with one another. Do not be separated because of opinions. Tonight I am taking all of your petitions into my heart. I will carry them to heaven and place them on the altar of my beloved Son's heart. Do not fear for anything. I'm blessing you with my blessing of holy love.